welcome to Bring Your Own, a catch-all bookish most of the time podcast. I'm Brandy.
I'm Kendra.
And I'm Kayla.
And today we have a very special guest who is our first returner ever in Bring Your Own history. Woo! We have Hannah Bonham Young here with us. Everyone clap. Please, 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 please clap.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me back.
Yes,
oh my God, we're so excited.
Back.
I love favorite child privileges.
Yes, absolutely. So we're so excited you're here. Thank you so much for coming back and hanging out with us again. But before we get started, though, and talking with Hannah more in depth, what are we reading? What are we drinking? Hannah, do you want to go first as our guest of honor?
Oh my gosh, yeah, thank you. I am drinking water because I think I have a UTI. So,
no,
thank you so much.
Sorry.
And what am I reading? I am rereading my own draft right now, which isn't super fun. But I haven't been able to read for fun in a while, so it's been a while since I have a book. But
you've been in the throes of writing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in the thick of it right now.
Ooh, we're going to talk about that later. I'm so excited.
Editing one book and writing a different one. So it's.
Wow.
It's
oh, my God.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah. My brain hurts.
Every time I think of UTI, I think of Jersey Shore because, like, Snooki would get UTIs. And there's a clip of her, like, going to the fridge in the house and, like, sitting in it because it was, like, the only thing that would, like, bring her
comfort.
Oh, my
God.
So if you feel that way, maybe that'll help.
I saw a tweet once about Snooki's UTI. I've never watched Jersey Shore, but I did see a tweet once, and now I'm piecing it together because I was like, what does this mean? But they were like, she gets UTI so much because she's so close to the ground. And I laughed about that for like 3 weeks, and I never understood it. But now I feel like, okay, it wasn't just a random.
Very short. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's so funny. Oh my God.
Kayla Ann, what are you reading and drinking?
Okay. Tonight I have a delicious white wine. Wanted to switch it up from my usual water, but I am currently listening to a YA fantasy called. It's called The Crimson Moth in the UK, but Heartless Hunter in the United States. I was really confused when I first learned that there were two different titles, but it's like how it is in, like, you know, with people being on vacation, it's a different title in the UK, you know?
Mm-hmm.
By Kristen, like,
Cacciapelli?
I really don't know how to say her last name. I apologize. But you can look it up. It's called Heartless Hunter by Kristen. I'm so sorry. But I'm listening to it, and so far it's really good. I'm really enjoying it. It's kind of like a little cat and mouse type of book, so it's like super fun. Yeah, that's currently what I'm reading.
Her last name is Sicarelli.
Okay, thank you.
Love that. And I'm also reading that right now. I'm listening to that at the same time as Kayla. I texted her yesterday, and I said, Kayla, what should I listen to next? And she said, I don't know. I think I'm going to start this. I said, okay, sold. So I'm also listening to that one. And I am physically reading A Shadow in the Reaper, Bryn Weaver's debut novel, because I just re-listened to Butcher and Blackbird, and I love that book. So I was like, let me read this other series. I'm having fun so far. I'm not very far into it. I'm currently drinking a White Rascal white ale beer.
Yeah. I am drinking a Michelob Ultra, my beer of choice. And I'm listening to, what's it called? Like Unrealistic Expectations by Andy J. Christopher, something like that.
Yeah.
I started it yesterday. I have not listened to any of it today. But it's a very quick listen. It's like, it'll be like 3 hours in total. So I'll probably finish that like tonight or tomorrow. And then physically with my eyeballs, I've been reading this fantasy book for like the past like week. It's called House of Bane and Blood by Alexis L. Menard. It's all because I rarely, guys, get recommendations from TikTok anymore just because like I'm not on BookTok. Like my algorithm, like it's just not that. But I saw a random BookTok video the other day and this girl was just like raving about it. And it's good so far. I don't know why it's been taking me a week, but I've liked what I've read. So,
yeah, you're a mother now. You have a dog now, so you're busy.
Yeah, I know.
You're so right.
That's my favorite thing to do, though, is like we'll curl up on the couch and he'll fall asleep, and then like I'll have my Kindle, but then I'll get distracted and I'll just like start taking photos of him. So then like I stop reading.
You guys know what's crazy is when Kendra told me that she was starting that, I was like, she told me that she was starting it based off of a recommendation on TikTok. I was like, oh my God. I had never thought I'd see the day where Kendra starts a fantasy book based off one TikTok video. Like, that would have never happened last year, but she's come a long way.
Kendra's a Disney adult talk now.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were talking about today. Yeah, I'm on Disney adult talk.
Love that. That's what we're reading, and that's what we're drinking. Our setup for today, our plan for today, is to chat with Hannah and then play some games as well. So, yeah, Kayla, take it away.
Yeah, so for those who haven't listened to our first episode with Hannah, we really encourage you to go back and listen to learn a little bit more in depth about how Hannah kind of like began her writing journey and why those stories were so important for her to put out. We wanted to have a Hannah on here again to talk about her re-releases, though, that have recently been happening. So since we're between releases, can you give us an elevator pitch of the next series? And when we say next series, we're talking about her series actually called The Next Series, not yet her next series that she's writing. I want to make that clear. Okay.
Yeah, I really inconveniently named it. But it's Next of Kin and Next to You, which is why it's called The Next Series. It's just the two of them, though. Yeah, Next of Kin came out in February. It was re-released in February. And Next to You is out April 9th. And Next of Kin is about Chloe and Warren, and they are both older siblings looking to get custody, guardianship of younger siblings that are in the foster care system. They don't qualify on their own, so they decide to team up and live together and kind of split everything financially in order to qualify. And so it's kind of the story of two strangers moving into the same home and trying to kind of parent for the first time and navigate all of that as young adults. It's really a story of like found family and forced proximity and all that good stuff. Warren's coworker, Matt, they are both mechanics, and Chloe's best friend, Lane. So Matt and Lane are the second book, which is still my favorite book I've ever written. And I really love Next to You. It's always going to be, my favorite child. So Next to You is about, Matt and Lane. And Lane is kind of having this, like, identity crisis. She turned 27. And in the style of Pride and Prejudice, she becomes 27 and afraid and a burden on her parents. And decides that what she really needs to do with her life is buy a school bus and renovate it into a tiny home that she can live in and work from and travel in. And Matt, being a mechanic and handyman and a friend of hers, offers to help her. And while working on this project and road tripping in this bus to get it back to the yard to fix it up and all of these things, they kind of strike this deal where they're going to become friends with benefits, mostly around Lane getting over her commitment issues, processing some past trauma and grief, and Matt just being the best book friend, boyfriend of all time, in my opinion, and really supporting her on that journey and kind of stepping into his own as well.
Yeah.
So that's the next series. And yeah. And then my third re-release is until June. We don't have to talk about that guy.
We'll talk about it a little bit. But Next of Kin, you just mentioned, was re-released in February. And what does a re-release day look like as compared to your like initial release day? Because Next of Kin was your debut. So I imagine it looks very different just because the people who have picked it up since then, but also as like a re-release.
Yeah, it's such a unique experience for sure. Because when I first released Next of Kin, it was my very first book. I had like a bookstagram that was like maybe 3 weeks old. I didn't really know anyone. And it was a very different experience for sure this time around. I think for me, the biggest thing was kind of the weekend before, because most releases, re-releases or releases, happen on a Tuesday. And but sometimes books, you know, start appearing in stores a few weeks early. So the weekend before, I started seeing like on Instagram people saying like, it's at my Barnes & Noble, it's at this store, it's wherever. And so my best friend and I went on a very, very spontaneous impromptu road trip.
Yeah.
So I live.
I saw that. That's so fun.
It is so fun. And so I live in Niagara Falls on the Canadian side of the border. And so she and I drove to Buffalo, New York, and then we drove around Lake Erie. So we went through a little bit of Pennsylvania and Ohio and then back around to Michigan. And so we did 4 states and like 8 different stores, I think, in the end. And I got to sign a bunch of copies and take pictures of them and meet some people. And it was just like the most wild, like surreal dream come true pinch me moment I've ever had. Like that first store in Buffalo, New York, I walked in and I was like, it might not be here. I don't know. It might not be here. And I walked in and I knew where the romance section was because I'd been to the store before. So I started beelining it. And I didn't know my best friend behind me was filming me, but I looked over just thinking, ooh, there's a book talk table. Like, I wonder if, thinking of my other friend, I was like, oh, I wonder if Beck is on there. And I looked over and then I saw Next of Kin. And I was like, I literally stopped walking. Like, my body took a screenshot. Like, I was just like, like, I just froze. And it was like, it felt like a dream. It was like, I was like, oh, this is nice. I'm going to wake up in my bed in a few minutes. And I just stared at it lovingly and like petted it and like took it over to the customer service desk. I was like, hi, could I please sign these?
Were you like tempted to buy it? I feel like I'd be tempted to
buy it. I did buy one. I did. I bought it because I thought, when am I ever going to see my first
book?
Oh,
you did buy it. I misheard you. Yeah, I'm glad you did. That was like my initial thought. I was like, yeah. I feel like I'm tempted to buy it. Oh,
and like me and my friend both, like, we wrote messages in it. Like, this is how it felt. And like, this is the first store we saw it in. And like, so that was just like it's like more like a keepsake. Like,
yeah, that's so special.
And then so I got back on the Monday and we kind of just like rolled into the next thing because we had already had this plan where they had sent me so many copies of it. And I was like, well, I don't have this many friends, so let me go figure out what to do with them. So we drove around, we did like a local road trip through kind of southern Ontario where we dropped Next of Kin off in like little free libraries all around and made it like kind of a scavenger hunt. And that was really fun. On Tuesday, I had my first like event, like my first release day thing, at my favorite local bookstore, and they like sold out, which is bananas. And I got to meet like 50 readers of people who haven't read any of my books, a lot of people who had read Out on a Limb and wanted to read my other books for the first time. It was, yeah, it was a really, really cool day. And I felt very lucky and spoiled there. And I got like to trade friendship bracelets and
oh, I love that.
So it was wildly different. I think it's now going to be one of those days that, like, I don't know, my husband's family has this term like deathbed day, which is so morbid. But like
the things you're gonna reminisce about.
Yeah. Like you know, like one of those days where you're like, that was a special day. Like your wedding, your kids being born, getting a putt. Like, whatever. But for me, it's, like, big on this day, too. So, yeah.
So, Next You and Next of Kin are both being released with new covers. So, what was that process like in working? Oh, yeah. And so, it's Out on a Limb. That reveal happened, like, a few weeks ago. How was that working with Lenny Kaufman, who's, like, probably the most, like, iconic artist as of right now in the book space?
Well, so, the amazing thing about it was, they're being republished through Dell, which is under Penguin Random House. Mm-hmm. And when my editor and I, Shauna, started talking about new covers, they kind of just asked me a few general questions, like, whose art do you really like? Which, like, show us some covers you really like, blah, blah, blah. And I just threw Lenny's name out there thinking, like, you know, something everyone likes Lenny covers. And I hadn't heard anything. So from the point of them telling me, hey, like, here's some questions for you, we're going to redo the covers, to me getting a sketch, like a pencil sketch of the Next of Kin cover, I hadn't heard anything. So I had no clue what they had decided. I didn't know if there was going to be a couple on the cover. I didn't know much. And then they sent it back to me, and immediately I clocked it as Lenny's art.
Because she has a
distinct style, right? And she's so good. And I fangirled so hard that, like, I went before I responded to that email, I messaged her on Instagram and I was like, I'm so excited that you're working on these. This is such a dream. Like, And she was nice enough to respond and not get a restraining order. And yeah, it was just, it was so surreal. Again, another surreal part of this experience, because it's, I keep just kind of like throwing things out there and Del like catches it and runs with it. And like my expectations, I tend to have low expectations because then you can avoid disappointment. But like, also it just doesn't feel like, it doesn't make sense. Like, who gets to like write books as their job and like work with all these amazing, cool people, right? So when they said, oh yeah, Lenny's in, I was like, that's a joke.
Yeah, you're not serious.
Yeah, I love them so much. For Next of Kin and Next to You, they just did what I would consider like an elevated version of the original covers. Like, they kept it the same kind of, like, I think if you were describing them, like, okay, if there's a couple in the kitchen, she's sitting on the counter, they're both having a cup of coffee, they're looking at each other. It's the same brief, but it's just Lenny's art. And so I think it's just fantastic. And they did some bolder, brighter colors because their marketing team knows what works and knows what stands out on shelves and all of these things. But for Out on a Limb, it was a very different, more hands-on process because from the get-go, I had been like a little bit more vocal about what I wanted for that cover. In terms of just saying, if we're going to change Out on a Limb's cover, I think it needs to be something like a totally different cover because everyone really loves the indie cover. And if we just redid that, I don't think it would make people feel satiated. Like, I think we need to do something where it's like, you can see their faces. They're in a different environment. They're, you know, like looking at the, you know, they're looking out of the cover so you can see them and see their little faces and see how in love they are, right? So
yeah.
The original cover is them standing with their backs facing towards the reader and they're looking at a body of water and it's very cool and peaceful and calm and very them, and I still love it. But the new cover is them in their house on their couch all snuggled up. And their disabilities are both so on show and so cool and so prominent. And it's still very relaxing and calm, but it's also a little bit more, I don't know, romance looking. Like, it's a little bit more lovey-dovey and bright and poppy. And so I think that they've done a phenomenal job. And
yeah,
they make it so easy.
They look amazing.
Yeah.
They do. I'm so excited. I was one of the people who was very attached to the indie Out on a Limb cover. So I'm so excited to be excited about the new one too, because now I'm like, yay! Like, I get to love them both now.
Yeah. And I think that's the benefit of doing something totally different, right? Is it's like, now we always get to have that. And that was a special thing. But this one is like a new special thing.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. It's still so them.
All right. Now is time for our first game. This one is like our tamest of the bunch, if you will. I think
I think
you're gonna be really good at this game. We're just gonna do a quote game. So we're gonna give you a quote and you as the author have to tell us which character said it. And this is from your from the next series and Out on a Limb.
Okay. I'm gonna be so bad
at this. We tried to pick some like softball ones, ones that I think are like pretty obvious, but then we also did pick some hard ones. So
all right, I'm ready.
All right, the first one is, it's not a Rubik's cube, it's my penis.
Beau.
Yeah.
That's
it. That's so fast. Like,
only Beau would talk about a Rubik's cube.
Our gentleman.
And only Wynn would talk about Beau's penis.
Okay, the next one is, tell me to stay. I think that one's hard.
Matt.
No.
No. It's a Warren.
Ah! It was Warren when he like had the other apartment and
yeah, okay. I forgot. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That one's kind of hard though, because it's like a short.
Yeah, like, it was just like, so I feel like if I would have included so this in that nice conversation.
Like,
yeah.
No. It's okay. This one is a little longer, so stick with me for a second, okay? If it goes beyond that, I may simply let the illness take me. I'll go to the seaside like all the sick or slightly insane women used to, and I'll will myself to either be done with it or enjoy an early grave.
Win.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Yeah.
Our drama queen.
Yeah. Next one is, put me down if you're going to be grumpy.
That must be Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's always holding her.
Yes.
One thing about Matt and Lane, they're carrying or being carried.
Yep. Yeah. This one is, hey, so no pressure, but I'm in love with you.
When? No, wait, that's Chloe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
In her head.
It's like a monologue. That's something so similar, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have only so many jokes. I mean,
you look so fucking adorable in my clothes. I want to rip them off you.
Warren.
Yeah. Good job. Next one is, try being selfish just for a little bit, just with me.
Matt.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, if that's not Matt, that's I'm hanging up.
Ooh, okay, I feel like this one will be easy, but it also could be hard. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see. That's the look of a man on someone's leash, pussy whipped.
I think that's Sarah.
Yes. Yes! Good job.
Oh my god, thank you.
Good
so
job.
Much.
We tried to throw a little curveball with like somebody else, like not a main character, but mm-hmm. clocked it pretty quick. Okay. Yeah. And here's the last one for this specific game. Sorry for calling you hot.
Okay. So, is this a spoken line?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Warren?
No, this one was the hardest one. Let me give you a hint. It's a second. It's not a main character. It's not one of the sorry for calling you hot.
Is it Matt talking to Chloe?
No, that's a Chloe. Great guess, though. It's yes. Liz talking to Matt.
It's Liz talking? Oh, yeah, when she's a little drunk.
Yeah.
And then she's like, is he a nice? And then Lane says, the nicest.
The nicest. Aww. Oh, yeah, okay. Because I was thinking, when I said the spoken thing, I was thinking, did Luke ever apologize to Chloe?
I think he did at some point, right? Okay, amazing. All right.
Good job,
Hannah. That was really good.
I am a little bit embarrassed.
No.
Every time we play this with authors, everybody's gotten at least one wrong. So.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, back to some questions for you. Did you already know Matt and Lane's story when you were writing Next of Kin?
No, I knew that they ended up together, but I didn't think it was ever going to be on page.
Okay.
So I have this like weird mind map situation where like when I'm writing, it's like I can see into the crystal ball for every little character.
Yeah.
So like I knew that they were end game and like I knew they were going to be together. I just didn't think it was like an interesting enough story. The original way I had pictured that. And then when I finished Next of Kin and I started writing a totally different project, and I kept being like, this would be more fun if it was Matt and Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. So I kind of just like took what I knew and then took that kind of part of that other story and combined them. But no, mm-hmm. I didn't know their story, but I did know that they were going to be together. In my original draft, which I took out because I was so sure I wasn't going to write their book, they had this like little moment. But you know, that'll live on the computer forever, but no, I didn't.
I love that. Yeah.
How has it been getting like new readers? Cause I know like a lot of my mutuals were like, oh, gonna go get the new covers and stuff. But like,
yeah
what are the new reactions?
With? It's interesting. Cause I think the way the timing worked out, it's kind of twofold. Like there's a lot of people who I know have read Out on a Limb and were waiting for these to be re-released to read my backlist.
Interesting.
Because Out on a Limb just like had more of a viral moment and just did a lot better numbers wise straight out the gate. So a lot of people were like, oh, she has other books. And I think that was kind of like half of it. But then the other half I've noticed for sure is like, I think people who maybe just predominantly shop in stores and maybe aren't on BookTok or Bookstagram so much. Like I've noticed, and this is a silly thing to say you're noticing, and I don't want it to sound like I'm like obsessively checking my Instagram or whatever, but I think like up until this point, if you looked at my followers, it would be like predominantly Bookstagram or bookish accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed in the past week and a bit since Next of Kin came out traditionally and it's been in stores, it's way more just like private, regular, everyday profiles. And so that's like, that is how I've noticed the biggest kind of, oh yeah, these people aren't really in this space. They're just maybe seeing the book on the shelf and picking it up. Also, like a couple of messages I've gotten are like, oh, I saw your book at like a Indigo or a Barnes & Noble or whatever. Like, and you have other books, but it seems like they're out, but they're not out. And like people kind of being like, why have people read them, but they're not out yet? And where do I get these covers? Because I can only see these covers. And so it's been a lot of like answering questions like that, which has also been fun. So that's kind of how I know that there's some like new faces.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it's been interesting for sure. I think the biggest thing, because it was the most face-to-face, was the release day event and just people being like, oh yeah, like I had heard of maybe like one of your books, but then they weren't on KU, so I was waiting for this to be re-released. Or just people being like, I have no clue who you are or what this book's about, but it's so nice to meet you. Which is really fun. Like it just, it makes it feel special, right? Because so much of my career up until this point has been so reliant on social media.
Right.
That I forgot that sometimes people just find books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. I noticed that in like author Facebook groups, like it'll just be normal people talking about the books. I'm like, oh, these aren't people who like have made books their entire life like me. Like,
it's not their whole personality trait.
And it's so interesting because like they'll ask questions in these groups. I'm like, how do they not know this? But I'm like, Kendra, they're not like obsessively in spaces.
They're not
like
crazy
you
like you.
Yeah. So that's so interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. I went to Barnes today and I hadn't gone in a while. And I was secretly hoping that they would have a Fate Inked in Blood out early, but they didn't. No, but I also was going to see if they had the American cover of Heartless Hunter. But anyway, that's beside the point. I went upstairs to the romance section, and they had like a big old table there, and Next of Kin was right there. And it was like so cool, like, you know, seeing it next to like, you know, some of other authors that we absolutely love, you know, like Lauren Asher or Jessa Hastings or Emily Henry. You know, it's just like really cool to see it there. So it was super, super awesome.
I went into, because it, for some reason, Canada tends to get re-releases a few weeks or at least a little bit delayed, just of the nature of how it works with transferring over and everything. And so it had been a few days and I was like, okay, maybe I'll just go check it in Indigo. And if they don't have it, it's fine. And I went to my local one and I saw it on a table like between Bride and by Allie Hazelwood and my really good friend Becca Mack's book, Unravel Me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I took a picture of it and I texted it to her and she was like, oh my God, it's happening.
Yeah,
like,
you guys get to hold hands in bookstores. Yeah,
And that was a like, again, using the word surreal so much tonight, but like it was just it's so stupid, like like I'm just like, what do you mean? And I think like too, just seeing the covers and how pretty they are and like seeing them near like Hannah Grace's cover or like Olivia Dade's covers that are also by Lenny and being like, these are people I like really look up to and emulate and like people who are just so insanely popular, right? And seeing my book like look similar and be on a table with them, like that's stupid.
Wow. I think Lenny's gonna need her own table in Barnes and Noble. Truly. Eventually.
Yeah. Covers designed by Lenny Kaufman.
I think Lenny should have her own internet. I think Lenny should have everything she ever wants.
Lenny should be president.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play our next game, which is, I think, my favorite game to play whenever we have authors on, and it's a superlative game. Ooh, so we're going to ask you, like, most likely to be X, most likely to do whatever, and you just list, you assign that to one of your main characters.
Okay.
But you can even, like, assign it to someone we haven't met yet if you want to tease anything, if that sounds, like, good.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I love that for me.
First one, most likely to get caught banging in public.
And it's just one person?
Or you can be a couple. I guess, this one you can do a couple. But,
yeah. Okay. Oh, Okay, well, it's definitely not Chloe and Warren. And it's definitely not Bo and Wynn. They've got kids and shit to do. Yeah. I think, I mean, I've written two scenes that are relatively public. One is in Next to You with Matt and Lane. And one is in my new book.
Ooh.
Which I think we're going to talk about later, maybe?
Yeah. Right after this game, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have to go with that couple in my new book because it's so public that it's definitely them. Also Matt and Lane, for sure, I think would. But yeah. I think also Matt's, got that, survival instinct about him where he'd,
you would know somebody's coming. And yeah, exactly.
Lane, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay. Love that.
Why do I always get this one,
you guys? I purposely gave it to you.
I know you did. I know you did. Most likely to try anal.
Damn it. Is it all going to be?
Yeah. Hannah, did you write an anal scene?
I didn't, but okay. I almost did. And my editor was like, I'm really coming for those spicy peppers this time around. I'm sick and tired of being tagged in closed door recommendations.
Oh, I saw your TikTok.
I saw your post. You're like, I wrote Come Play. Come on.
That's great.
I scandalized my mother. Stop tagging me.
Your mom was a solid.
Oh. Oh, my mom has read all of my books.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but that was truly a 10 out of 10 use of that sound. So,
thank you so much. I was really impressed with myself. I was like, look at her. She's using a trending sound for once. yeah, okay. Well, Matt and Lane have a joke about it in their book.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Matt and Lane so I don't keep saying the new couple. But
also the new couple.
Also draft couple, which I can't talk about, but draft couple, 100,000,000%. It's like sex lessons. So.
Oh. I'm excited.
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, this is a lot more tame. Most likely to have a viral TikTok account.
I think Bo.
Okay. What would his content be?
I think Bo would do day in the life dad content.
Aww. Yeah, like a hot dad.
Kind of do it from that hot nerd dad, but also disabled dad perspective. Mm-hmm. And it would be very community building, but also him and Wynn would for sure be the type of people to not show their kids, but talk about their kids a lot online.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm overthinking this, but I just think that both of them are we were so scared to become parents because of our disabilities. So that's
they'd want to create a community. Platform. Yeah.
And so I think Bo, because A, he's hot, B, he thinks he's really funny, and C, he is both of those things.
Yeah, I'd follow. Most likely to win a Nobel Peace Prize.
Win.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Can do.
Yeah, Cam can do.
It's so cute. Most likely to win Survivor.
Not Warren.
He's not gonna be nice to anybody.
He would get voted out so fast. People would get so intimidated by him. Would vote him out. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go down the line. Warren would get voted out so fast, bless him. Chloe wouldn't sign up.
Yeah.
Lane would sign up, but for sure have to leave on day 3 because she's cranky and tired. I think Matt is the answer. Matt has lived off of the grid. Matt has great survival instincts. He's got a great attitude. He's very likable. He's very personable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He would make great TV.
Yeah.
Bo would want to win so badly, but would definitely not because the challenges would not be disability friendly.
Yeah.
Well, same answer for Win. Yeah. They'd be so pissed. New couple, the irony. I cannot wait to describe this new book because the irony of it is that they would last 0 days. Yeah. So I think I'm going to go with Matt and Mateus on that one.
I think I agree. Yeah, I would have picked Matt probably.
Which of your characters would be most likely to have a Bookstagram account?
Sarah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Agreed.
Or Matt, but Matt doesn't know how social media works. Yeah. Matt has never been on the internet, probably. So
right. Yeah. But
so I've written two readers. And Sarah, mm-hmm. who's in Out on a Limb, is a really big mm-hmm. reader. And mm-hmm. is like, I for sure see her as like a book talk, Bookstagram girly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most likely to help you bury a body.
Chloe.
Yeah.
Chloe would do anything for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To a fault. Selfless girl.
Also, I feel like she's the type of person who relaxes listening to like true crime.
Yeah. Like on her way to pick up Willow. Will gets in the car, she puts on the Wiggles.
Who is most likely to be a massive Jonas Brothers fan?
Why did my mind want to say Warren? That's not true.
You'd be like a quiet Jonas Brothers fan.
I want to make fun of him, but he's not even real. So I want to be like, Warren. probably Lane.
Yeah.
I feel like Lane is very pop culture girl.
Yeah.
Who would be her favorite?
I think she would be a Nick girl.
Yeah.
I feel like she would have been one of those girls where it's like, heard that he had diabetes and like cried for 2 days. Because like me. Thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I just see that for her, honestly.
Last one, most likely to be the final person in a horror film.
Warren.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Warren just like would not wait for anybody other than Chloe. Like he would be like out of there. It'd be Warren and Chloe, but only because he can physically picked her up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's so funny. All right, so now on to our next little batch of questions before our last game, and now we can finally ask what we've kind of been teasing a little bit. Sir, can you tell us a little bit about what you're working on next?
Yeah. So in early 2025, I get to release my first trad pub book with not a re-release, a real release. And it's called Out of the Woods.
No way.
And in case you didn't put it together, it is a follow-up to Out on a Limb.
Mm-hmm.
And so I now have the next series and the Out series. So I keep saying next Out, which makes me really happy.
I love that.
So Out of the Woods is Sarah and Caleb's story. It is a marriage in trouble. But I would say it's fairly light on the marriage in crisis and more a person in crisis who's married. It's called Out of the Woods because they are kind of going through this rough patch in their marriage. They, as we know from Out on a Limb, started dating in high school, their high school sweethearts. Mm-hmm. And so they've been together for over half of their lives when Out of the Woods starts. And they're just kind of at this kind of juncture where they're like, where do we go from here? We don't want to have kids. We don't really, like, what's next, right? And mm-hmm. they're butting heads and Sarah's feeling a little directionless. And they have this kind of fight over something that I won't get into, but it kind of spirals and they decide, okay, enough is enough. We have to get back on the same page. And Wynn introduces them to the idea of this camping and hiking excursion, because we all know our girl Wynn loves the outdoors.
Yeah.
And we all know our girl Sarah does not. Yeah. And so she introduces them to a mutual friend who's running this couples retreat that is a 5-day hiking, camping, and backpacking retreat for couples. And so they go on this excursion with three other couples and a pair of very, very kooky relationship therapists. and they get their shit together. And a lot of things ensue, a lot of comedy of errors for these two people who have no business being in the wilderness, trying to survive and rediscover their love for one another and kind of find their purpose. So we get a lot of moments of their past, and we get a lot of moments of their present, and we see a little bit of Bo and Win at the very beginning and the very end of the book. They are big players in the beginning and the end, and we see where they're at with August and the camp opening. And so it is, I will say, because I think people will probably, this will be one of the main questions I get once I finally get to talk about it. It's set just, so August is not quite 2 years old. So it's at the bonus, it's not at the epilogue, like 10 years in the future. So it's right the summer where Camp Kando is set to open Kando for the first time. And yeah, it's, it's a really good time. It's my favorite thing I've ever written. And I don't say that lightly. I am very obsessed with them. I'm very obsessed with it. It is very deeply personal. My husband and I were high school sweethearts, and we're approaching that mark in our relationship where we have now been together for more than half of our lives.
Wow.
And I was feeling rather directionless a few years ago before I started writing. And so it's all of these kind of culminating things that I wrote in little pieces of us, and I was able to do that again like I had done for Bo and Win, but also really just give Sarah and Caleb their moment to shine. Yeah. And you get to hear a lot more about like Sarah's perspective of growing up in that household with Win and Win's mom and her mom and that kind of blended family, and a lot to do with her grief and her processing the loss of her mom and all of these things. So it's, it's, oh, I love it so much. I'm so excited. So it'll be out early 2025, which is exciting. Oh,
that is
so that sounds incredible. Amazing.
Just like foaming at the mouth for it.
I know.
I'm so excited. That sounds so good.
I think Caleb is my favorite character I've ever written.
Oh my god.
I mean, I loved him in Out on a Limb. Like I said, he was my favorite in Out on a Limb just because he's so funny and clueless and sweet and so and so book smart, but so street dumb.
Yeah.
And writing him was so special because he really is such, he's such a well-intentioned, kind person who says the wrong thing and does the wrong thing and is trying to do his best. And he's got that, you know, nerd in the streets, freak in the sheets thing that Bo has going on. Except we enter into a very comfortable marriage where they've been intimate for quite some time. So it's a little bit more experimental, a little bit more keeping the spice alive with some new tips and tricks and things.
Okay.
And a little bit of a, you know, we're in the forest for 98% of the book. So
Put
that together.
Like you're saying,
that sounds amazing.
I can't wait. Oh my god.
Before we jump into our last game, rapid fire, are there any 2024 releases that you are excited for? I know you said you don't have a lot of time to read yet, but are there any books where you're like, oh, I can't wait to like get that on my shelf?
Yeah, there's a couple that I have read and a couple that I haven't. I mean, Abby Jimenez is my favorite author. So I'm so excited for her new release.
Just for the Summer is so good. We all read an arc of it.
I know. I will admit I have the arc, but I'm refusing to read it because if I read that book in the middle of editing and drafting, I will quit. I'll be like, okay. I am really, really excited for Swift and Saddled. I'm really excited for... oh my gosh, there's so many books. I'm trying to figure out which 2024 and what's 2025.
You can say either, whatever.
My friend Claire Gilmore has a new book coming out that I got to read like 2 years ago. And it's just one of the best romance novels I've ever read. It's, oh God, she changed the title. I'm going to get it wrong, but it's Claire Gilmore's new book. Everyone just go look at her page.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, and the rule book by Sarah Adams. I just got sent to me today, and I'm really telling myself I can't start it until I finish drafting. It's such a good year for books. I
really think it is.
And like, you get to be a part of that. Like, that's so cool.
I know. So I was writing in my newsletter in the new year. I made a full list of like 2024 releases I was excited for. I think a lot of them though were the beginning of the year because so many have been like announced coming later in the year now.
Yeah.
But oh my goodness, like what a lucky year I get to be a part of in terms of like, especially I think in June around Out on a Limb coming out. Yeah. I'm really excited for Out on a Limb's re-release. I am excited for Next to You's. I'm not skipping over Next to You because right. they're my middle child and they already get ignored enough. No. But Out on a Limb's re-release just feels so special. Like seeing, I think that book on a shelf is going to be really special and cool. Just like, how often do you see like two disabled main characters?
I will say I have a friend who's local here. She just went to a romance only bookstore that just opened up here in November, and they had the indie copies of Out on a Limb on their shelf still, and so she was able to pick one up at the store. I was like,
I can't get it on Amazon anymore, but there are a few stores that have it. I panic bought 10.
I panic bought 3.
No, you did not.
You did?
For me?
I saved one for a giveaway because we knew we were having you on here. And then I have my signed one from you. And then I have my original one. And then I have what I annotated.
That's so cute.
My face is red. Don't shame me, Kayla.
I will send you an arc of Out of the Woods.
Don't tease that. I will drop everything I'm doing, Hannah. All right, let's do our last game before I embarrass myself off this podcast. Our last game is called Pitch a Book. This is our first time ever playing this, and we're really excited about it. So have you ever seen those things on Instagram where it's like your birthday, like build your own fantasy book, blah, blah, blah. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Hannah pick a color, a month, and a drink, and we'll explain those in just a second. And those are all going to correspond to things that could build a book. And then we're going to see what would pop into Hannah's head if she had to use these things to write a book.
Oh my God, I love this.
Yeah. So we're going to give you all the options first, but not tell you which corresponds to which. So Kayla Ann, take it away.
Okay, so first we're going to have you pick your trope. Okay. And the options are enemies to lovers, friends to lovers, brother's best friend, marriage of convenience, age gap, second chance, and single parent. And we're going to have you pick a color, and we'll tell you which color corresponds to which trope.
Okay. Do you have a favorite color? I wonder if we already have it listed, and then if not, we can give you some more options.
My favorite color is green.
Okay, perfect. Okay. We got green, and that is marriage of convenience.
So okay. Your trope is
to be marriage okay.
Convenience. Cool. Okay. Next will be your birth month. And that will give you your location. So I'll read you all the locations we have. And we don't know your birthday yet, so we just pick these at random. Small town, deserted island, on a plane, workplace, a farm / like barn situation, space, Gotham, Switzerland, on a mountain, the Kansas City metropolitan area, a football stadium, or a cat shelter.
I just want to make it so clear. The Kansas City metro area, I did not put that in.
She's literally lying.
She told us she was going to quit the podcast if we didn't put the Kansas City metropolitan area there.
They're the biggest liars of all time. So, they were like, Hannah, oh my God, Kansas City would be so funny.
What's your birth month?
September?
On a mountain.
Okay.
All right.
It could have been a lot worse. So.
Yeah, it could have been so much worse.
All right, and the last one is going to be what turns this book into your wild card. So this is going to be decided by a specific drink, which I'll list the options for you in just a second. But the options for the wild card are: he's a blue alien with 3 penises. She's a secret pop star. Think Hannah Montana. He's literally a door. It's a shifter romance.
Literally a door.
Step siblings. A 50-year age gap. Necromancy, or he has a meatloaf cake. So
what?
A that meatloaf.
That was Brandy.
Hey, I had like three beers when you were coming up with this. It's a meatloaf kink. We're trying to think of an unsexy food.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, are you a coffee drinker or a tea drinker?
Tea.
Okay. So then, from tea, I'll list your options. It's chai, Earl Grey, green tea, or a sweet tea.
I'm so scared. Chai.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Step sibling.
Wait. How do step siblings work with the marriage of convenience, though?
That's a good question for Hannah.
I can make it up. Right. Okay. Yes. Out of all of those options, somehow step sibling was the better one.
Right?
Okay.
Right? Okay. So just to recap for anybody listening, yep. Hannah is going to pitch us a book where it is a marriage of convenience on a mountain with step siblings.
Okay. It's giving credence.
Oh my god.
Very. Oh my god. That book is hot. I stand by it.
Wait. Okay.
You like Uncle Jake, right?
I love
Marriage of Convenience. Oh, step siblings. Okay. So, all right, I got it. Okay. So the main character, let's call her Kayla.
Oh God!
So Kayla,
I don't want to read this book anymore.
I do.
Kayla is very estranged from her father. She grew up only with her mom, and she has never met her dad. But when she turns 18, she finds out that her dad is this very wealthy guy who runs a ski resort in the mountains, right? And
I'm following.
He is married to so-and-so, and she has a son who no longer lives at home, but is a ski instructor. And when Kayla gets there, she has no idea that her dad is even married, let alone has a wife who has a son. So she doesn't know she has a stepbrother, right?
It's a gentle step siblings. I like it.
Mm-hmm. So she gets a ski lesson. They hook up. It's going to be a one night stand. Everything's fine. Everything's cool. Everything's dandy. And then she finds out the next day at a very awkward family dinner that they are step siblings. And it's like, oops, well, we didn't know. We're both adults. We didn't grow up together. It's fine. Right? Except, oh no, dad isn't doing so well. And he doesn't really trust his wife anymore. They're kind of on the outs. Like, they're, like, about to maybe get a divorce. But he's really scared that if he gets a divorce, she's going to take half of everything, including the ski resort. It's Kayla's inheritance, right? So Kayla and him think up this plan where if she and this guy, ski instructor boy, stepbrother, get married, he can get a divorce and the mom will be happy because she can keep the house, she can stay there, she'll still own half of the property, but she won't be in charge because she's not going to ruin it, and Kayla can do something with her life. So they get married to protect the ski resort.
And then they fall in love.
I think that's your next book. Just change
Hannah,
the name.
Hannah, do you know what's so funny? That's actually Kayla's real life.
That's how she met Jared. It's her stepbrother.
You know, I didn't actually know that, and I wasn't sure if it was okay for me to hear that. Yeah. But, Kayla, you have such a beautiful story. How could you
not? Oh, my God. Thank you so, so much.
They call each other brother and sister.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Hey, stepbro.
Stepbro, stop.
Stepbro stuck on the ski lift.
This quickly turned into a porn.
I hate it so much.
That was incredible.
Hannah, that was great.
It was amazing. That was amazing.
Yes.
Very, very amazing.
Thank you so much. Amazing. The wild card one really threw me through a loop. I was something there for a sec. And then...
Yeah, that was definitely better than a meatloaf kink.
Yeah. I don't know how I would have made the alien thing work. But I guess you wouldn't need to know that he has three penises.
Yeah. That's for Kayla to find out.
Yeah. Why still me?
What?
I'm gonna be so honest, much fun.
It is the first thing I saw when I looked up.
Oh my god, amazing. We have just a couple more quick closeout questions for you.
Yeah. Hold on. Sorry, I'm still trying to recover from
Yeah, I'm sorry I shared the injury.
True life, I fucked my step bro to save our ski resort.
Kayla, I can't wait to work on this with you.
Yeah. I know.
You know, that makes so much sense because Jared's always like, oh, I want to come to Colorado so bad.
Oh,
my
God. Love skiing.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, so as kind of one of our last little couple questions, just a fun little one. Can you assign, if you had to pick only one song for each couple, and you can do the new couple too for Out of the Woods, one song to each couple, please.
And you could do Set the Record Straight.
Oh, thank you. Okay. To avoid my brain shutting down with the endless possibilities of songs, because I'm a music person and I will absolutely keep you here for 6 hours, I'm going to limit myself to Taylor Swift songs.
Okay, fair enough.
So I think Next of Kin would be State of Grace.
Yeah, I saw your post about that yesterday.
Yeah. And I think Next to You would be New Year's Day.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Set the Record Straight would be Daylight. And I think Out on a Limb would be Sweet Nothing.
I was gonna say Sweet Nothing.
Yeah.
And the crowd goes,
Oh my God. Is Out of the Woods going to be?
It's actually not going to be Out of the Woods. I mean, it is, but also it's not. Trying not to get sued.
Fair.
Yeah. She has no relationship with that song.
Yeah. Never even heard it.
I actually think Out of the Woods, though, like, I mean, Out of the Woods, the song also is a big part of it and is on the playlist. But Sarah and Caleb's song as a couple, I think for their story would be Afterglow.
Aww.
Like, I blew things out of proportion, now you're blue. And like all the like, please don't leave me. We're gonna be fine. We're gonna figure this out. Like,
that means its sister song is the Great War.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, what the fuck were her and Joe Alwyn fighting about? Because she always is like, oh, we got in this big ass fight.
Dude,
I got mad at you. Like, what was going on?
I have so many complicated feelings about her and Joe Alwyn. And I have never, I want to be clear, I have never been one to give a shit about celebrities, especially who they're dating. But, like, I think that I saw a TikTok about it, and I think this surmises my thoughts. I think Joe Alwyn and Taylor Swift really worked because he didn't care she was Taylor Swift. But I think they fell apart because he didn't care she was Taylor Swift. And I get it. Like, that would be a lot. But also, like,
he didn't let her be bejeweled.
He didn't let her bejeweled. Like, he didn't let her shimmer.
Yeah.
Well, Hannah, thank you so much for hanging out with us and, like, playing all these games with us. Do you have any parting words for listeners, for future readers?
Parting words. Just that you guys are the best. And thanks for having me. And this is
the best time ever.
I'm so excited. This is the first time I've gotten to talk about Out of the Woods, because when this comes out, it'll already been announced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we will be bragging about that.
And the day was so fun. And Kayla, congrats again on your
stepbrother.
Stepbrother and your parents.
Your stepbrother. You guys didn't know that I was a ski, like, pro. Nobody knew that.
That's all you talk about.
I know.
Yeah. I feel like I did know that, actually.
Yeah. How did she write the book?
Yeah.
I live next to all of these mountains in the Midwest.
In the Kansas City metropolitan area.
A green screen and there's just a mountain behind us.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. I really love you guys. Thanks again.
This
has been great.
Thanks for being here.
This has been
so fun.
And follow Hannah on social media. It's author Hannah BY on Instagram and TikTok.
Mm-hmm. I think my TikTok's different.
We'll link it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then as of right now, Next of Kin is available anywhere you buy books. And Next to You is coming out soon.
April 9th.
Yay.
Awesome. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.